Welcome once again to our Holy Week series, where we commemorate the sufferings, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus to save us from sin and to give us eternal life. Holy Monday, when Jesus got angry. While in Jerusalem, after he was welcomed by the people with palm branches, Jesus went to the temple. This was not unusual for him. In fact, when he was only 12 years old, he could already be found in the temple. He once said to his parents who were looking for him, "But why did you need to search?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house?" This time around, the scene in the temple was different. Galit si Jesus. Paano naman ginawang palengke ang tahanan ng kanyang ama? There was haggling of prices between the buyers and the sellers. There was the bleating and crying of animals. And permeating the air was the stench of animal dung. In his anger, Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and cattle, scattered the money changers' coins over the floor, and turned over the tables. Jesus had every right to be angry. Kapag mahal mo ang isang tao, ipagtatanggol mo. A violation has been done, and not just to any ordinary person, but to his Father, the Lord God. This particular time at the temple, Jesus exercised his authority as the Son of God, fiercely protective over his Father's glory and honor. In the coming days, the Son who loves his Father and all of the world will face much greater challenges. Would he be able to bear it? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, do I ever make you angry when I do things that bring shame to the Father? Speak to my heart, Lord, and correct my wrong ways. I want to honor you in all of my days. In Jesus' name, Amen. Sabi ni Apostol Paul sa 1 Corinthians 6:9, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? If you are a believer, how are you honoring God's temple, which is your body? Today, decide to honor God by using your lips to praise Him, using your eyes to read His Word, and using your hands to help others." Pumasok si Jesus sa templo at ipinagtabuyan niya palabas ang mga nagbibili at namimili roon. Ipinagtataob niya ang mga mesa ng mga namamalit ng salapi at ang mga upuan ng mga nagtitinda ng kalapati. Sinabi niya, "Sinasabi sa kasulatan, ang aking tahanan ay tatawagin bahay dalanginan. Ngunit ginawa ninyo itong lungga ng mga magnanakaw." Matthew 21:12-13. This day, saan man tayo naroroon, let's seek to honor our Lord Jesus Christ in our life by keeping the holy things in our life sacred. See you tomorrow for the continuation of our series this Holy Week. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to support the ongoing efforts of this ministry, you can do so by visiting cbnasia.org/give or click the heart icon on the Tanglaw app to make a donation. This is Peter Kairos reminding you, Jesus said, "Every day, new mercies you will see."